Yeah, we're holding Davov and Meral from top. Again, we just answered what you have to say, Petachamor twice for him, to come to teach us that Tamloima Petachamor, Shnei Pom twice, that Pitri Chamor Ramatu Lechon, for like Pitri Susum Gmalim, that the firstborn of your horse, the firstborn of your camel, has no Kedush at all, there's no Dipinya at all. Only by a Chamor is there a pigeon. So not only don't you have to be pointed to the susu gmal, the gomal with a sir, but with any, even with anything, that there's no good opinion at all. Now the Gemara is, Torah Rabachoy, Abachoy is the question like this. E kosav rachmonecho, the Torah would just wrote down one time, Petachamor, Habimin, I would have thought the same, Dover Shoye Vachlau, Vyotzim in Aklau. That this Indian of Petach Hamor, the firstborn of the Hamor that has Kedush, you have to redeem it. I would have thought to say this is called that something that was in the Klal, and now the Yotzim in the Klal, it went out of the Klal. Lelamed, come to teach us. So Lelamed Alatzim, Yotzim doesn't only come to teach upon itself. El Lelamed Ala Klal Kula Yotzim. Maybe it goes out to teach us upon the whole Klal. Uliyaylam Beseh. In other words, I would have thought to say not only a Hamor has the din of a Petach Hamor has Kedusha, that you have to redeem it with his sin, but maybe you would then every single behemoth Tameya, even a sus and a camel also. And what? And comes to teach us that you would have to use the sin. So the Torah would have just written one time, Petach Hamor, I would have thought it's come to teach us that all behemoths Tameya have the exact same halacha, that you have to redeem its firstborn with the sin. Now therefore, Kosta Rachmona Petach Hamor Achrino, that's what the Torah said the second time, Petach Hamor a second time, to teach us now that Pitri Chamorim Flip Pitri Susum Gmalim, that is only the special halacha that you have to redeem it with a seer only by the firstborn of a Chamor, and not the firstborn of a Sus or a camel. But still the aim, I would say, Meatino Miser, that it's only in me at the second pasuk to say that the behemoth Timaeus do not have to be redeemed with a seer. But really anything, any type of an animal you want, any type of money, you could redeem it. But maybe there is some type of the Kedusha on a Bechor of a Sus or Bechor of a camel. So how do we know to say there's no Kedusha at all? That's Rav Acha's kasha. Rashi says, Maskel or Rav Acha, but Tavayot Tzrich, we need both Petich Hamor. Because I would have just said one, I would have said the seven cats, Yotzim and Klal teaches and everything. So Morin says, in came himself, you're right, then Lichter Rachmona Petach Hamor Tipode Baser, Vechamor Tipode Baser. Just should have said the word Petach Hamor once. Should have said Petach Hamor, you redeem it with the Ser. Then a second time I should have said Vechamor Tipode Baser, and I would know from this that nothing else needs a Ser, but maybe other things have Kedusha. But the question is, Petach Hamor Tipode Baser, Petach Hamor Tipode Baser, Lomeli. What is there up to say this word Petach Hamor, the firstborn of the Chamor, two times? That's the question. Rashi says, "Kein lichtav krua tenya second pasuk Chamor beseti poda." But no yadin, I would know the Petach we're talking about the firstborn. What does the pasuk say? Peter shemamina midin Peter rechem emayit lu l'shar beimus tameus gain them din b'chayrus. That the pasuk comes to teach us that there is no din kedushas b'chor at all on shar behemoth tameus, only a petah rechem, only a petah chamor, only by a chamor, by a donkey, is there a kedusha on its b'chor, and not on shar behemoth tameus. Nothing more says if so. So that's more says it riyak lamli pidi chamor matlecho b'le pidi susum gemala. Now b'tana didan. Our Tana Bar Mishnah, if so, Lemute Susum Gemalim Minole, how do you know to say that by Susum Gemalim there's no Allah of a Bechor at all? Hey, since the Tana Bar Mishnah, he uses the double tones, Petach Hamor, to teach us that it has to be the Chamor and the Zohar, the Bechor have to look alike. So how do you know to say then that there's no Din Petah by other Behemoth Timaeus? So my emphasis on Rav Papa says, the Pasuk says, Kol Miknecho Tizocher. So Mar says that's called the Klal. Mashmol all Bechoris. Then it says, Shor Viseva Chamor Zaprat. So it comes out, Klal Aprat, whenever you have first the Klal, Kol Miknecho Tizocher. Then it says clearly the Prat, exactly which one, it says a Shor Viseva Chamor. So klal is then ain bechlal al mashe beprat. That the whole klal of bechoris only applies to these three pratim. That shor v'ser v'chamor in midiachrini loy sas pshat nemit tatanav al mishnah. Smorius and so Rabbi Yisag Lili, like why doesn't he learn like this also? Why does he have that darshin petachamor for this drasha? Because the yod of this halach alone, this klal of prat the yod that peter hifsekinyan says the word peter in between, so that breaks it up. It's not considered a klal and a prat. But she says petachamor hifsekinyan led to the dino the klal of prat. It's not called the klal of prat. The equativ is going back on the Kura Kamakom Adar, Michti, Ksiv, it says, Liyominei, Petah, Shor, Viseh. So Lichti, just as said the Chamor, Tipod, the Viseh, and the Hadar, a Petah, Liyel. So here's the said now, another time, Petah, Shmamin, is not going back to the Kura before, but it's going back to its new Pasuk right now. So, that Petah is Hifstik Indian, it's not considered the Klal Prat. So Moses says, Rabbanan, what are Rabbanan, the what's Pshan, the Tanavah Mishnah? He holds Vov, Hoda Arve Kroh, true Ches Peter, then it says the Vov Dom, it says U Peter. So the Vov makes the Psukim into a Klal Prat. The Mor says the Rav Yosef Lili though, he holds no, if it really was a Klal Prat, then Lo Lichtav, Loi Vov, Loi Peter, Torah shouldn't have wrote either one, it shouldn't have wrote a Vov, not a Peter. Like why do you have to have the Peter to make it like a Hefzik, and then the Vov to bring it back in again, it shouldn't have said the Vov, it shouldn't have said the Peter. That's the right Rabbi Yosef Lili, that's not a klal prat. And therefore, he can't learn it out. And therefore, I need the drush of Peta Chamorah teaches this. Now, Rabbanu, what does Rabbanu Tanav Mishnah do? Aidi Dahai Kedushas Domin. Let's see, a Peta Chamorah is only Kedushas Domin. There's no way to be makrabed on the Mizbech. No, it's Kedushas Domin, you have to be poiter it. Say, hi, Kedushas Aguf. Or Shah, the Seas Kedushas Aguf, it's a korban. Therefore, Postiglu, therefore, Torah has to make a Hefzik. You can't say it both together. But still the Torah wants you to make a drush of a klal prat here, and therefore the hod or blu. And therefore the pasuk says evolve to make it connecting as if it is a klal prat. So kids, that's the way the Tanav Mishnah would learn out this halacha from the klal prat to klal, that the halacha of Peta Chamor is only by Chamor and not by Shar Behemoth Timaeus. Now the Gemara says Shaila. Iboy, we have a question like this. Pora Shiyol de Min Chamor. Let's say a Pora gave birth to a Chamor. So it says what? That it's potter from Bechor. But what's going to be the Yeshpo Miksa Simonim? But the kid of the Chamor has a little bit Simonim like the mother of a Poro. So Ma, what's going to be the Locha? Does it have a Din Bechor on it or not? That you have to be perjured or not? Eis Sheyoldim in Rochel. That's what we had before if a goat gives birth to a sheep. Or else for Rochel, a sheep that gives birth, Sheyoldim in Eis gives birth to a goat. Here we have the Chiyesh Miksa Simonim Chayevis for the Chorom. But if the kid has a little bit simon like the mother, it's enough to give it a din b'chor on it. It has luck like a mum that you could shecht it. But our korban has kedushas b'chor on it. Well, and also, ho kedushas aguf, ya kedushas aguf. Both of them have kedushas aguf, a poro and a rochel and a nes. But ho, but now a case where the poro gives birth to a chamor, to temeya v'atayra. The kid is temeya, the mother is tayra. The mother comes from a midah, could be kedushas aguf. For your kedushas damim, by the kid of son kedushas damim. Loi, maybe since it's such a big difference, the simonim does not help you, and therefore since lemaisa the poro gave both to the chamor, even though the chamor has mixed a simonim like the poro, maybe there'll be no din b'chor at all. Or then maybe no kiva b'idi b'nei mikdash b'chora. Since both of them have shaykh to the pasha b'chor, there's a pasha of b'chor by a shor, by a paro, and by a chamor. So if a kaddish, if of the chamor, the kid has mixed simonim, maybe you would have a kedushas b'chor on it, at least to be poyder it. Now, v'yim tirmtzlan, if you want to tell me, ki von di v'yidi, mitish b'chor, yes. Since both the mother, the paro, and the chamor have shaykh to kedushas b'chor, kaddish therefore mixes simonim, it helps. What's going to be chamor shayol de min sus? What's going to be the chamor gives birth to a horse? Now, what's going to be the locha here? And the sus has miksa simonim like the mother. Hocha vadai loy bas mitish bevechorehu. A sus has no shaykh to kedushas bechor. So maybe even miksa simonim does not help. Or there may be no kivon de min temeihu kodish. That they have some shaykh together since they're both the mother and the kid is a min behemoth temeihah. The chamor and the sus are both min behemoth temeihahs. That's enough to make them alike. That mixes simonim would help. Now another shaylah. Im Tim Slim, if you want to tell me, yes, Kivun Dimin Timayu, since both the mother and the kid, the Chamor and the Sus, both is Dimin Timayu. Therefore, Kadosh, therefore, when the kid has mixed Sasmana like the mother, he'll have a lach like a Petah Chamor, that's what he would have said. The final Shalom is, what's going to be Parashiol Dimin Sus? Let's say a cow gives birth to a horse. Now, Hochavadai, Hotorah, but Timayu, a lot of differences. The mother is a Mintorah, the kid is a Mintimeya. The mother has shaykhah to Kedushas Bechor, and the kid has no shaykhah, the sus has no shaykhah to Bechor. So therefore, mikta simonim would not help. Or dilma maybe, yes, simonim milsi. The halacha is that the kid has mikta simonim like the mother, that's what determines it. That by itself, mikta simonim is a chashuv thing to make it like the mother that would be mechuyev in Bechor. Would have a halacha like a pigeon to be part of this sus? So that's the shayla. Smor says Toshima, come in here, I'll bring your proof. Toshima says Alochom Behema Tahira Shiyoldo Min Behema Tameya. A Behema Torah they gave birth to Min Behema Tameya Ptura Min Abachor. So it's Potter Min Abachor, it's not Behema to the mother, it's Potter. But it says clearly Yim Yesh by Mixa Simonim, but if the kid is Behema Tamei has Mixa Simonim like the mother, then Chayev Zabachor, enough in the price, it says yes. So my love isn't the price even talking about that I feel a pora shiol de minsus, even a pora that's a behemah Torah, that I shaykhah to Kedushas Bechor, Kedushas Aguf, gave birth to a sus, a behemah Temeya, that has no shaykhah at all to Bechorah, and still the lachar is sinted as mixa simonim, mashma that simna milsi, the fact that has simonim, that in itself gives the lachar, like the mother gives the din Kedushas Bechor on it. Mora says, Lo, you have no proof in this brayse. It could be it's talking about Parah Shiyol Dimin Chamor. So this much of a proof you have, that if a Parah gives birth to a Chamor, since Lamaisa they're both, the Bas Mikdash, but Bechayron, so that it has Mikdash, the Monim, like the mother, they'll be a Din, a Petah Chamor, on this Chamor, even though it's different than the mother, but since it has Mikdash, the Monim, like the mother, it'll be a Din, Bechor on it. So I shouldn't say, it's Lav Dafka Petah Chamor. Could have a Loch like the mother, as the Bechor of a Parah. But Lamaisa, since it has a mumonet, you won't have to be makrovit, so the Kohen can eat it the way it is. By Koponim, you only have a proof that a Porah shiol de chamor, and not if a Porah gave birth to a sus. Toshima coming here, it says Porah shiol de min chamor. If a Porah gave birth to a chamor, and also the chamor shiol de min sus, if a chamor gave birth to a sus, Ptura min abchor. The way they are right now, since the kid is different than the mother, that's the cloud, you Ptura min abchor. What's going to be Yim Yesh by Mixa Simonim? But if there are a Mixa Simonim, the kid looks like the mother, then Chayev is Bechor. Then there is a Chayev Bechor. So my lab isn't this Brisa talking about Atavayu. Then in both cases, you have a bigger Kiddush from this Brisa. Not only a Parah Shiyol de Chamor, but even a Chamor Shiyol de Min Sus. That even though the Sus has no Shaykhus to Bechor, still the Simonim help. But even from this, even on this Havamino, you would not have a proof though to a Parah Shiyol de Sus. Because here a koponim, a chamor, and a sus are both min behemah tameya. So they have something alike. Maybe that's why the simonim help. But the case where it would have been a pora giving birth to a sus without no shaykhah at all, maybe the simonim would not help. But a koponim, this much of a proof the chumash should have, that when a chamor gave birth to a sus, makes the simonim help. Samar says, Lloyd, it's not sure on this rice. It could be a pora shiol de min chamor. That it says, makes the simonim help, is only back to the ratio of it. Where a pora gave birth to a chamor, there we say mixa simonim help. And the other svar is because both of them have shaykhus to Kedushas Bechor. So therefore mixa simonim help to mechayiv you in Bechor. Abu, but it could be chamor shayol de minsus, maybe mixa simonim does not help. And so the question is then, lamaikaton in law, was it safe from the price altogether? Liptura, just to save them without mixa simonim, that's potem in abchoro, is on the chorb shita. Avadu it's potem in abchor. Hashtu ma poro shiol de min chamor. Madach when a poro gives birth to a chamor. Because in this case, di pene mikdash bechor ninu. Both of them have shaykhus to kedushas bechor. The chamor is a petarechem, petachamor, and by this poro is a regular bechor. Omar, this still you tell me what? Im yesh mixas simonim in. Viloi loi, if there's no mixas simonim. There's a pturim bechor, if so chamor shayol de min sus, in the case where chamor gave birth to a sus mi boy, do you have to tell me that if it has no simonim, that it's potem in a bechor, bechor pshito? Over here, the sus has no sheiches to Bechor. So pshita is part of Bechor. Samar says, no, itzvah, that's not a question. Still, you can eat it. Could be need the chiddush to say that when a chamor gave birth to a sus, that it's part of an abchor, even though there's no mitzvah simonim. Why? Because otherwise, Saka died the would have thought to say, Hosamudi Echloi Karnayim Veinakanayim. When there's a pora giving birth to a chamor, one has kanayim, the pora has kanayim, and the chamor doesn't have any horns. Hor pasos says dukais. The pora's hooves are split. Hor pasos says klutais. The chamor's hooves are flat and not split. So therefore, with there I would have thought to say that when there's no simonim, that you put them in abchor. Avul hochab in the case here where the chamor gave birth to a sus. Didi v'idi ain't no kanayim. Both of them the chamor and the sus have no horns. Idi v'idi parasol sehel klutais. Both of them have flat hooves. Yeah, so anyway, I would have thought to say that chamor odin b'yalmahu. That maybe when a chamor gives birth to a sus, that this sus, even though usually a sus is like red and a chamor is black, I would have thought to say now this sus is a real chamor. It's just called the red chamor, and maybe it is a din of petar chamor over here. So kamash munas the chiddush know that when the chamor gives birth to a sus, it's not called like a petar chamor, but the sus has the same sus on it, and therefore you put them in abchira. So again, it could be that the Braisa says im yesh lo niksa simonim is chayeves. That's not going back in the case where a chamor gave birth to a sus, but only in the case where a pora gave birth to a chamor. Now it says the mission the shaila was mahin bachila. What's the lacha when the pora gives birth to a chamor? Are you allowed to eat the chamor or not? So the Mishnah says yes, and then it ends off with a klal shayotze minatome tor tome v'yotze minatoris tor. So where's the question? Lomudin lemisni shayotze. Why does the Mishnah have to end off with this klal? It already said that when the chamor comes out of the parah, since the parah is muta, the chamor is also muta. Why does the Mishnah have to end off with a klal shayotze? Shayotze minatome tome. Samara says, I'll tell you, Pshati Simna Biyamhu. It's a simna, it's a sign to remember. That what? That the Lay Tekhav don't change it around. La Tekhav Lachor. That means to say, the Lay Tekhav don't say, Zil Basra di day. Like really, in Swar, I would have thought to say, go bust the kid. Vahai Tor. In the case where the Chamor gave birth to a shore, since the mice of the kid looks like a shore, he looks like his Tiasim on Tyra, maybe he's Tor Malyu, you let eat it. Vahai Tomi Malyu. But in a case where the pora gave birth to a chamor, I would have thought the seven mites that has simonim of a chamor, it has no simonim tyro, it's called a behemoth tameya, now you associate it. So don't think like that. Ela rather, it's telling you, zil basa ima, that you go basa the mother. And that's why the Mishnah stands off until you remember this klal, shayotze min atomi is tamei, v'ayotze min ator is tor. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this klal taka? How do you know to say this? That shayotzim, no anemili. So most of the Tanur Rabbanon is learned like this. The Pasuk says, achezel lo toichlu. This is the animal you should not eat. Mimali hageru mafrisi aparsi, even though the animal has simonim tyro. It's mali geru and it has split hooves, still you can't eat it. What does that mean to say? That yesh lekor, there is a type of an animal. Shu mali geru, tak it is a mali geru. Or mafris parsi, it has split hooves also. But still, the ya toichli, not let eat it. The question is, which one is this? What is that? V'yezeh, the Torah, that's a behemoth Torah, shenol minatame, that was born from a behemoth Tameya. That it's also tidit. To see clearly, that even though the Vlad has the monom of a behemoth Torah, but since it comes out of a mother, that's a Tameya, so yezeh minatame is Tamei. So we're asking, maybe that's not shown in the Pasuk, maybe not that way. Ela rather, Tamei hanolud minator, the Pasuk is talking about a Tamei that was born from a Torah. From a Torah, and that still the Vlad is also. Maybe the person is telling you, if I care, to go boss of the kid itself, since the kid is babe, has someone that the kid is Tomei. And the Tomei no eliminator. If so, my Mimalagir, what's the person mean? Mimalagir, my priest, the person has someone in Tyra. Maybe the person means like this. Hochi Kom, this is the person means to say, that Dover have Bo Mimalagir, an animal now.